All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, TK and Tierney back on The Fan on this Friday. Been a good show. You guys have brought the heat, brought the energy, just the way we expect it. 877-337-6666 is the number. We'll get back to you in a moment. We've got Carton Roberts up next. Those guys are off, though. So you got the C-Mac and Loogie show, which will be all sorts of fun. Those guys will rep the Giants. They'll battle it out on the air to see who's the best Giant fan at the station.
How do you even do that?
I'm sure they'll find some way.
Knowledge.
Loogie will antagonize C-Mac. He'll get C-Mac to... See, Loogie gets under his skin, I think. And that's a skill, like the way Hoff gets under my skin. He does. Speaking of Hoff, I think it's time to make a little scratch. He bounced back last night. We call him the resilient one. Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick brought to you by Superbook Sports. Better odds, favorable prices by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Flag and Anthem. Real close, real life. Visit flagandanthem.com. My man rode the Knicks last night. A little go, New York, go, New York, go on the plus 110 train, and he got it. Go ahead, Huff.
I'm going to Indiana, where the Sacramento Kings are playing their fourth game out of seven on the road, taking on the Indiana Pacers. I'm going money line plus 145 on the Pacers to win.
So... The Pacers are home.
Yes.
And the Kings are at the end of an arduous...
They're in the middle of a seven-game...
In the middle. Okay. They're 145 to win?
For the Pacers?
I know.
Plus 145
wow.
to win.
I like it. Sometimes those West Coast teams, not that there's a whole lot to do in Indiana. They're not going to get lost out of the strip joints too late. Trust me, there's only one out there, and I was there during the Super Bowl. It was awful. So I don't think that they'll be doing that. But then again, you never know. Never know. All right, Huff. Good work, buddy.
Good luck.
There you go.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. Tiki was with me that night. Should have seen Tiki that night. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was worried about Tiki that night. Kept reaching into his pocket for the money.
Flying dollar bills.
Da-da-da-da bill, y'all. Let's get Anthony Fort Rockaway. What's up, Ant? How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm calling about what the guy said before. You know, you got to steal bases. You got to bunt. You got to do hit and run because that puts pressure on the pitcher. That
yes.
puts pressure on the defense, on the infield. In football, you can have Tom Brady, you can have Barry Sanders. If they can't have time to throw the ball, or you can't open up lanes for him to run through, nothing's going to happen. It's 101. You got to control the line of scrimmage, and you got to play small ball.
Yeah, it's just hard to get guys to do it. And you know, it's just not part of the process any longer. I'm not saying it shouldn't be. It's just not. The teams that do it, and we saw this day one, right, with the Mets. The Mets did this in game one, right, last season, Hoff? Didn't they bunt a couple of times in that opening day game? I feel like Robinson Cano bunted on opening day because they were stagnant, and he bunted and got on base, and it kind of opened things up for him. Some teams do it.
I think you're right. I do believe. I don't know why I remember that, but they got a lot of infield hits. The Mets did. That's for sure.
Yes. Yeah. They led the league for a long time.
Yeah. Well, that's what helped them score a lot of runs. I know it's not conventional, but it was productive.
Now we acknowledge it. But yet, when I was saying this in real time, Met fans, you lead the league in sacrifice flies. You lead the league in infield hits. You lead the league in sack bunts. Everybody got on me when I kept telling you back in May that you needed a big stick. No, we don't need it.
What does
no,
that have
we
to
don't
do?
Need it. No, shut up. You're a Met hater.
Winning ball games. What are you talking about? What does that have to do with unconventional stuff and being successful with infield hits?
I'll tell you why. Because it's not sustainable. You're not building your offense
now,
around infield hits.
Now it is now, though, because of the shift. now the shift, you can do, work with not the infield hit per se, but it's going to open up the play a little more.
Sure. Well, that's why maybe we'll have a different conversation this year. I'm talking about the conversation that we had last year.
Joey Gallo hits what with the shift now banned?
Joey Gallo. I think he got $12 million this year, didn't he? Somebody actually willingly, without being forced, gave him a contract for $12 million. It's either 10 or 12. Zoo, can you double check? I know it's double figures. What did Gallo sign for with the Twins?
$11 million.
Yeah. Who the hell's giving that guy anything?
All right. Wow.
$11
million. Good for him.
Yeah, I don't begrudge the guy.
1 year.
He was a strange fit here, boy. He was an odd one.
Dude, if he has 30 home runs for Minnesota, though, that's huge. Him and Correa.
I guess, but what if he hits 189 along the way?
I mean, but that it's happened before. We've looked at Adam Dunn's of the world, who used to hit 40 home runs per year, but bat 220.
The big donkey.
Yeah.
He used to kill the Mets, Adam Dunn.
He did, and he also put up 40 home runs a year with like 120 RBIs.
Yeah, but I feel like he was, I'm not saying he didn't have down years, but to me, I got to check Dunn's numbers. I know he had a lot of bombs, but.
You look at Jay Bruce, too, a guy like that, 30-plus home runs for a lot of years.
Yep.
But his batting average was crap.
Yeah, but no, you don't put Jay Bruce in the same sentence as Gallo and guys like Rob Deere. Jay Bruce was a more professional hitter. You're selling Jay
it's
Bruce short.
But it's extreme now, BT. It's a different world. Ten years ago, that was like, oh, this is interesting, but they didn't really hit for average. Now it's like, who cares about average? We actually just want on-base percentage and home runs.
I care about average.
So do I.
I want to start a movement for batting average, as antiquated as it might seem to some. I don't care. Can I tell you my greatest joy? My greatest joy is a bit of a stretch. It's ridiculous, but... You know, I'm into the video games now because Santa brought the Xbox. You guys know that. And learning how to get back into it. It's been 20-something years. I figured out the controller finally. And I love the show. I mean, I'm all in. The show is, it's money. It really is incredible. Anyway, I play, fittingly, the Boomers expansion team. Right? And I get to, now that's guys from my generation. I get to construct the lineup where I've got all bat-to-ball guys. Like, I've got Boggs, I've got Mattingly, I've got Gwynn. Now, I sit some guys down. Like, I'll sit Mike Schmidt down as my third. I'll put George Brett a third. I'll sit down Ryne Sandberg and play Rod Carew. And prime Rod Carew is way before my time. I saw, like, kind of decrepit Rod Carew. But Rod Carew was amazing. And I just put a lot of, outside of Ricky, who was amazing, every guy that I play was a guy who hit like 300 with regularity. Oh, they never strike
out.
Does
it help you?
Well, my son beats the hell out of me because he knows how to run better and throwing's a little hard in the show. You've got to get that right in the green in the middle. Zoo, that confounds me.
Bro, it takes me like 2 weeks every time I get the new games to get to figure out. Because they change it. Every new edition, they change.
Wait. So if we get the show 23, which just dropped,
you're going to have to learn how to throw again? Probably.
All right, then I'm not getting the show twice. I'm just starting to figure out the
better
show
to get it now while you're still learning, bro.
Yeah, that's true. You can look at it that way, too. That's funny. Miles in Hamilton, New Jersey. What's up, Miles?
Hey, how you guys doing? Big fan of the show.
Thank you, Miles.
Real quick, so about the show. Did you see that Derek Jeter captain cover? That thing's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is.
Did you
cool.
see the back of it, Teak?
I did not see the back.
Miles, did you see the back of it? I know you saw the front. Did you see the back?
Now we're gonna look it up.
I don't know. What was the back?
The back is they've got the bat signal, right, going into Gotham.
Oh, right.
And it's
got
number 2.
Oh, is that right?
It's sick. It's actually really dope. It's cool.
Yeah, that thing's pretty sweet.
Yep.
But anyway, so, you know, everybody wants to talk about bunting and how it's boring and being played out. I enjoy watching that much more than, you know, watching guys swing for the fences and strike out 50, 60, 70 times a year.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, because you know what, Miles? It's the action that happens after the bunt. I'm pretty sure that you're not going to pay, you know, exorbitant ticket prices to go and watch guys bunt. But when you're watching baseball and the bunt is dropped and you got guys running around the infield and you got the first, it depends, you have the wheel play. It depends all sorts of how you defend it. But guys coming in, guys covering bases, yeah. You get to see some athleticism. You get to see some execution. I mean, you know, I mean, Mattingly was really good at it, but, I mean, you look on YouTube, some of the bunt defensive plays that Hernandez made were just insane, where he would just come 3 feet in front of the batter. I mean, if that batter pulls it back and takes a swing,
right,
Keith Hernandez is dead.
That's true.
And by the way,
But Keith probably knows that player has been instructed to bunt. Like, he kind of has to.
And he's also got big stones because there's still the chance that it could happen. What are we waiting for with Keith's contract with SNY? Why is this not resolved yet? Hoff, you're a Mets guy. Any fear that Keith will not be in the booth?
I mean, it's not a fear. It's expectation he'll come back. I mean, but I don't know. Is this like a last FU by Will Pond?
I mean, he's dragging on. It's almost a season. Zoo, you're a little less...
I don't think there's a chance he's back in that booth.
What?
What? Really?
No, yeah, no, way. I just don't think. I think he's done everything he can.
Well, whose call is that?
Will Pond. I think it's him too.
How much money does he want to? I'm not knocking anybody for the amount of money that he wants, but I think it's clear that Ron, Keith, and Gary are one of the best threesomes out there on TV.
I can think of better threesomes, but yeah,
regarding
gotcha.
Baseball analytics, as far as play-by-play, that type of threesome.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, if he demands a little bit more money, give it to him.
Pay him up.
That the fans want. Because now,
pony up.
I like some of the other guys. They might have Phil in. Todd Zeal's done a little work.
I like Todd Zeal in studio.
But it's myself. Not like some other teams where I'm like, they're kind of boring. Yeah. I'm kind of played out by them. No, Gary, Keith, and Ron, if one of them's missing, I'm like, damn, I want the other guy there too.
I agree. I'm not even a Mets fan, and I feel it. They're jovial. They're a little weird in a complimentary way.
But there's no way.
And they know their history.
But there's no way the Will Ponds are holding that up.
What the hell are they waiting for?
Why would they?
Money?
Yeah.
What do you mean money?
Well, they own SNY.
They still own SNY.
I know, but the Will Ponds want money?
Keith wants more money, and they don't want to pay it.
But it's not like Keith is asking for $35 million. I mean, what's the difference? A couple of hundred thousand?
I know he thinks he's worth a lot more. He didn't play. Listen, when he's playing ball, they weren't making millions of dollars.
Keith's side. Clearly, what I'm saying is, it's not like Keith is a 25-year-old switch hitting center fielder who's gonna like. How much difference can they be in terms of where they are monetarily?
Yeah, it's not. This isn't. Are you making Tony Romo money versus you're making
exactly?
That's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, yeah.
I know we got 2 minutes left, but I want to just throw out a little bomb.
Yes.
Bomb. So
not a Woj bomb, but a Shams bomb.
Hit it. Bomb. Let's go.
Kyrie Irving wants to get traded.
You got to be kidding me.
That's a lie.
This is awesome. Let's go.
Are you kidding me? I got a crowd of people
is
right
this
now.
True?
Look at all the people here right now.
I am here for the Nets dysfunction. I love it.
Did he honestly just say this?
Yes.
Or was it, wow.
They thought they were going to buy themselves a championship. Not happening.
I thought we were going to hear C-Mac beg for his, fandom, being the number one Giants fan of all time, and say he's going to talk about Kyrie.
Oh, what a U-turn he doesn't want to have to take. That's what happens when you host C-Mac. I kind of wish I had more time to talk about this. I love the dysfunction in Brooklyn. And Jacques Vaughn has done a really good job. Now, they got pasted the other night by the Celtics. That was an embarrassment. And without KD, they're going nowhere. But just like that. Let's see. The trade deadline's what? Just a couple of days away. Let's see. Kyrie was incredibly complimentary the other day about LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Let's see. He's going to be a Laker. Now, we've always surmised that. But I think we thought that would happen in the off. Well, first, the Nets need to acquiesce. And if they don't, they're out of their minds. Because Kyrie will make their life miserable, as we've seen before. Okay. Little curveball. I love live radio. Love it. Will Pond, Pay Hernandez, by the way.
We don't get to talk about it.
Well, we just did.
Yeah, for 10 seconds.
I mean, I pretty much aired out. I'm done.
Would you trade Julius Randle for Kyrie Irving?
That's your interest level?
Would I trade? I don't want Kyrie Irving anywhere near my team. I don't want him on the Knicks, man. Not interested. Amazing talent. Transcendent handle. Incredible star. Not reliable enough emotionally. I'm not saying he's like nuts. I don't mean just the Kyrie that's showing up night to night. I don't know which guy it is. He can fool you for a month. He can fool you for three. The last 4 years have shown us you can't trust him. Teak, have an awesome weekend, buddy.
You too, brother.
Get Mex that. Get Keith. I don't think he likes that anymore. So get Keith that money. Get Hernandez that money. Have an awesome weekend. Carton Roberts up next. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.